Kakubaha. All directions. Sarunam. Of the saintly persons. Abhayankari. Driving away the fearful situation. Translation. By His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Then there appeared before them a transcendental sound vibration emanating from a personality not visible to material eyes. The voice was as grave as the sound of a cloud, and it was very encouraging, driving away all fear responsibly. Then there appeared before them a transcendental sound, vibration emanating from a personality not visible to material eyes. The voice was as grave as the sound of a cloud, and it was very encouraging, driving away all fear. So there's no purport. Next verse. Ma bhashta vibhuda shreshta sarvesham bhadram astuva madarshanam hibhutanam sarva shreyo papataye gyatam etasya doratyam daiteya pasutasya yat tasya shantim karishyami kalam tavat. Atikshata, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The voice of the Lord vibrated as follows. O best of learned persons, do not fear. I wish all good fortune to you. Become my devotee by hearing and chanting about me and offering me prayers. For these are certainly meant to award benediction to all living entities. I know all about the activities of Hiranyakashipu and shall surely stop them very soon. Please wait patiently until that time. Responsively. The voice of the Lord vibrated as follows. O best of learned persons, do not fear. I wish all good fortune to you. Become my devotees by hearing and chanting about me and offering me prayers. For these are certainly meant to award benedictions to all living entities. I know all about the activities of Hiranyakashipu, and I shall surely stop them very soon. Please wait patiently until that time. Report by Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes people are very much eager to see God. In considering the word madarshanam, seeing me, which is mentioned in this verse, one should note that in Bhagavad Gita the Lord says, bhaktyamam avijananti, in other words, the ability to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or to see Him or talk with Him, depends on one's advancement in devotional service, which is called bhakti. In bhakti, there are 9 different activities: Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smara Parasevanam, Achanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakyam Atmanivedanam. Because all these devotional activities are absolute, there is no fundamental difference between worshiping the deity in the temple, seeing Him, chanting His glories, and chanting His glories. Indeed, all of these are always our ways of seeing Him. For everything done in devotional service is a means of direct contact with the Lord. The vibration of the Lord's voice appeared in the presence of all the devotees. And although the person vibrating the sound was unseen to them, they were meeting or seeing the Lord because they were offering prayers and because the vibration of the Lord was present. Contrary to the laws of the material world, there is no difference between seeing the Lord, offering prayers, and hearing the transcendental vibration. Pure devotees, therefore, are fully satisfied by glorifying the Lord. Such glorification is called kirtana. Performing kirtana and hearing the vibration of the Lord, of the sound, Hare Krishna, is actually seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. One must realize this position And then one will be able to understand the absolute nature of the Lord's activities.
Chaksis militam jena tasmai shi grave namaha. Shi chaitanya manavistam shabitam jena bhutale. Svayam rupakaramaya didatisa padantikam. Shi Krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda. Shi adaita gadadha shiva sri gaura bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So the sages and demigods were all harassed so much by Hiranyakashipu that they went collectively to pray to the Lord, please relieve us of this burden. So here the Lord is responding. This is his promise. Tesham sarata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogantam yena mam upriyantite. As you surrender unto me, I reciprocate. Now, how the Lord reciprocates, that's up to his sweet will. Just like the sages, they weren't complaining. Oh, well, we're praying and you're talking to us now, but why don't you immediately kill Hiranyakashipu? No, they accepted the plan of the Lord, that just in course of time, I'm going to take care of this rascal. Just be patient. So that is the quality that we have to cultivate. We have to wait patiently for the mercy of the Lord. But while we're waiting, we have to keep ourselves in a state of grace, to borrow the term from the Christians, to keep ourselves free from sin. If we wait in that way, then certainly the Lord will be pleased to reciprocate. And his reciprocation will be for our ultimate benefit. There's two. There's immediate gratification and long-range benefit, Shreya and Preya. So the Shreya, the real long-range benefit, that will certainly come to us if we keep ourselves in the fire of devotional service. As Srila Prabhupada is quoting here from Prahlad Maharaj, when asked by his father, what is the best thing you learn in school? He recited this verse, Shravanam Kirtana Vishnu Smara Padasevanam. So by some good fortune, we've been introduced to this process by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. So just keep yourself immersed in this process. And certainly, as your chanting and hearing and devotional activities become more intense, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, that word is used to mean with one-pointed, fixed devotion, then we'll begin to perceive the presence of the Lord more and more. But again, we have to be patient. Patient also includes tolerating, because there'll be so many upheavals. We're in the material world. We're in an awkward situation. There is bound to be obstacles on our path. But those obstacles become stepping stones if we have the right attitude. Isn't that verses there about, who can remind me? Pushkar's not here? He's outside talking? one can expect the mercy of the Lord if in his heart he remains fixed. So that's the only qualification, that we have to keep ourselves fixed in the service of the Lord. And there's, by Prabhupada's mercy, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, there's so much service we can do. No one can say, we don't have any service. If you do say you have no service, then you have to approach the authorities. Everyone, at least in ISKCON, we have some authorities. Here our GBC is very humbly sitting. So anyone can approach temple president, temple commander, GBC. If you're serious to want to assist Srila Prabhupada in his mission, then there's no obstacle there. The only obstacle is in our own mind. Oh, do I want to be a devotee? Do I want to be a serious devotee? Maybe I'll do that later. That was the instruction that or the advice that Prahlad's friends said, well, we're just young, we can do that later when we are grow up. But Prahlad impressed upon them the urgency of Krishna consciousness. As soon as we see the necessity, then we should take it very seriously. So this is why we're discussing these things, because not to become complacent, not to be thinking, oh, we're comfortable now, we don't have to take this very seriously. No, we should always be, you could say, feel the urgency of Krishna consciousness, that we're in a precarious position. Once we were on a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada in Denver in a nice park, nice atmosphere like you have here, nice park-like atmosphere, and we were all walking, and Prabhupada turned and said, chant Hare Krishna. There can be upheaval at any moment. There can be earthquake, fire, something. So he could sense that we were becoming, you know, enjoying the atmosphere. As soon as we start enjoying the atmosphere, then we won't feel the urgency to take shelter of the Lord. So that qualification has to be there. We have to feel the urgency. So therefore, Maya is doing her service. She's kicking us. We may feel comfortable for one moment, but then the next moment there'll be some upheaval. Just like Queen Kunti. She was always in anxiety, but finally her children were grown up. They were brought to for the tournament in the arena, and they proved themselves to be the most powerful warriors, especially Arjun. But then, at that moment, Queen Kunti was starting to feel complacent. She thought, now I don't have any more anxiety. I don't have to worry about the intrigue against my sons because they're so powerful. And suddenly at that moment, Karna walked into the assembly. And again, anxiety came to her. Again, she fainted and became dependent on the Lord. And so much so that when we read in the Srimad Bhagavatam here, the prayers by Queen Kunti, how she's asking for that difficult situation to come again and again. Because then she's obliged to remember the Lord. So that should be our mood, to always think that we're in a helpless condition, we're in a fallen condition, keeping ourselves in that mood of neophyte students. I know one, recently I heard a devotee, I won't mention his name, but the temple president requested him, Prabhu, why don't you come to the morning program? He said, oh, that's for neophytes. So that mentality can easily come. We've been chanting Hare Krishna for 20, 30, 40 years. We may think, oh, now I know these things. there's no need for me being so strict. Of course, that stage may come, like Madhavendra Puri, when he prays, oh, morning bath, I bid you adieu. Because he's actually directly connected with Krishna. But is anybody here on that level? You just raise your hand. No. No, so we shouldn't imitate Madhavendra Puri. We should take the process as Srila Prabhupada gave it to us. Rise early, chant Hare Krishna. Morning time is the best time for spiritual life. Make a little sacrifice at this time, and then the rest of the day will go nicely. because you have a solid foundation. Once a devotee like that, I think it was Karunda, he said, Prabhupada, nothing has gone proper today. I have so many difficulties in my work. He was the temple president in Los Angeles. Prabhupada turned to him, he said, you chanted 16 rounds? Yes, Srila Prabhupada. You followed four regular principles? Yes, Prabhupada. Then your day was a success. So don't be so in anxiety. We're not the controller. How Krishna? Because again, it comes to this point of patience. If we're impatient, then we'll think, oh, I'm the doer and it's not being done. And so we become disturbed. But if we see ourselves as a servant of Srila Prabhupada, then we have to wait for his, for the arrangement of the Lord. It will come. Everything will come if our desire is there. All we have to do is desire. Yes, we want to assist Srila Prabhupada. We want to do something that will please him. Then certainly that will come. Just that attitude is our success. The Nectar Devotion, it mentions that Krishna is not so impressed what we've done, but he wants to see our service attitude. What are we ready to do? If we keep ourselves in that consciousness, that we're ready to do what Srila Prabhupada wants, what Krishna wants, then that in itself is our success. That means waiting patiently. And certainly the Lord will appear to us, as just as he does here on the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, to bifurcate that rascal, Hiranyakashipu, upstart, atheist. We can have that confidence. In other words, Rupa Goswami says, if we're enthusiastic and patient, again that word is used by Rupa Goswami, patient, then we can be confident. Srila Prabhupada, when we read that lifetime of preparation, he was very patient. He had to be so patient with us. I remember thinking sometimes when Prabhupada was dealing with some of his difficult disciples, including me, but in one case I was thinking about how I was watching from the outside, from outside, nobody could see me. I could hear Prabhupada talking with one of his disciples. And I was thinking, wow, Prabhupada is just bending over backwards to tolerate this person. You know, if it was like it was me, I would have thrown him out or something. But Prabhupada was just trying to engage him very painstakingly. He was listening to his raving and going on complaining and this. But Prabhupada could see that there was some value there, just like a little spark, and he was fanning it. So he was very tolerant, very patient with this person. So that was Prabhupada's qualification. He was a pure devotee, so he was able to be patient. No more motive passion. Then Krishna will work through us. But as long as we're in the motive passion, ignorance, then we think we're the doer. And so Krishna won't allow anything wonderful. Otherwise, we could go away. We start thinking, oh, look what I did. Then we become offensive to the other devotees. We take superior position. We start becoming proud of our so-called accomplishments. Therefore, that advice isn't given. Krishna's not so much impressed what you've done. He wants to see what you're ready to do. Are you ready to act in any way that will be pleasing to the Lord? That's the qualification. So, as Prabhupada is mentioning here, as the verse is mentioning, all we have to do is chant Hare Krishna nicely, and then we'll get all success. The chanting is emphasized, rightly so, because this is the Yuga Dharma, Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalua Nasteva, 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 Gata Iranyata. All right, any questions?
I was wondering about that, why, but then you explained very nicely in your class, I just want to say, about why we should be patient and how that helps us in devotional service. So I just want to say that.
You could tell us more how to be patient. You have to be... Oh,
that was my question, but you answered it.
Yes, Prabhu.
You mentioned complacence, and, well...
Maybe you should put the microphone on.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned the word complacence, and personally, in my own life, I'd like to know: is there some secret to, Krishna willing, we devotee lives to a ripe old age? You know, is there a secret to getting to that ripe old age and not becoming complacent along the way?
No. Or, as you go further, then you become more enthused. Because you'll see Krishna reciprocating with you more and more. So it's not the old age or young age, that's external. Sukadeva Goswami was only 17, and he was so advanced. So it's not a question of age, it's a question of surrender. That you can do from any position. And then, as you surrender more and more, surrendering process is discussed. What are the six items of surrender? Anybody know those?
Unclear sankalpa, particularly as far as
Give him a microphone? Is it right? Translate. I didn't see you hiding there.
To accept everything favorable,
yeah.
To reject everything unfavorable,
that's two.
To consider the Lord our protector,
three.
To consider the Lord our maintainer,
four.
To be meek and humble,
five.
And to be fully surrendered to Him, to be a soul
very
surrender.
Good. Six items of surrender. So it's open to everybody. Nobody can check us. Even so many attempts was made to check for Lord Maharaj, but it wasn't possible. Because that is coming from a different platform. It's coming from the spiritual side. It only depends on our desire. Do you want to accept everything favorable for devotional service and reject everything unfavorable? Who can stop us from doing that? Only our own mind. Anything else? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.